This is News Director Larissa Donovan. Joining me over the phone today is U.S. Senator Tina Smith. How's it going over there in Washington, D.C.?
Well, it is a little warmer this morning here, I suppose, than it is in Bemidji, where you are, Larissa, but it's going well. And I held a hearing this week on the dramatic shortage of housing in rural communities, and that's what I wanted to talk about.
Well, I know that is a hot topic here in the Bemidji. I know our rental vacancies is about 1%, and I know the healthy rental market is about 5%. What sort of things can Congress do to alleviate some of these issues?
Well, it is a complicated problem, and it has been decades in the making. What we talked about in our hearing yesterday was what we can do specifically to improve a USDA rural housing service program, which has worked quite well in Minnesota to build and to preserve affordable rental in small towns and rural places. But we need to take steps to protect that program and to improve it so it can keep on working. And if you think about it, you picture, you know, apartment buildings in rural Minnesota that might be 6 or 8 or 20 units. And a lot of those buildings have been affordable for people to live in because there is also a rental assistance attached to it. But the problem is that those buildings are old. Some of them are quite decrepit, and they need assistance in order to be able to keep them decent and affordable places for people to live. So that's what we were working on, how to improve that program so those rental units don't go away.
We have a couple of those very same units going away right now due to poor management on behalf of some of the management companies that had oversaw some of those. What can Congress do to, you know, make sure that the people overseeing these buildings are being responsible with some of our most vulnerable people?
Well, right. I mean, the story about the apartment building in Bemidji is just a terrible situation. And in that circumstance, it seems as if the management of that building has just totally abandoned their responsibility to take care of that building, to make sure that people are living in decent and you know, just decent conditions, just bare minimum of decency. So, I mean, that is really, when somebody doesn't abide by the rules and the laws, they need to be held accountable. And I totally support doing that in every way. That is not so much a federal issue as it is just making sure that both local and state and basically the criminal justice system can hold them accountable. But what we want to avoid is buildings getting into that circumstance to begin with. And sometimes you have owners who just can't afford to make the improvements to buildings. You know, maybe there needs to be new heating system or improvements to the siding of the building, better insulation so that it is easier to keep warm or keep cool in the winter and the summer. And those are some of the things that we need to be able to do so that we don't get into these terrible circumstances to begin with.
What are the next steps after the hearing on this matter?
Well, we're going to be doing two things. One is advancing this bill that I'm working on with Senator Jean Shaheen from New Hampshire, where they also have very, very low occupancy rates, just as you said, not really any place for people to rent. We're going to be moving that bill forward. And then I'm going to be working also to try to take a broader look at what we can do to improve some of these rural housing programs for the long run. I'm hoping we'll be able to move that forward, maybe not in the next couple of months here, but in the beginning of the year. And in the meantime, of course, this is an urgent problem, because if you don't have a safe place to live, as we head into the winter, no matter what time of year it is, we just shouldn't be that way in our country.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time out of what I'm sure is a very busy schedule to visit with us up here in the north.
Glad to talk with you. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye now.
Bye.